Hello everyone, and welcome to Kids Bible Devotions. So today, as I mentioned last week, we are going to be learning about what society calls being gay, or being LGBTQ+. So the world has a lot to say about this topic, so we are going to see what the Bible says. I'm going to be starting by reading a series of scriptures, and then we are going to discuss them. So the first scripture that I have for you is Romans chapter 1, verses 26 to 27. It says, "For this reason," and it's talking about something that was discussed previously in the passage, I always recommend to read the whole chapter to get the full context of everything we're reading. It says, "God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due." Okay, and then our next scripture is 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 10. Again, we're going to be going back and discussing kind of the general thing of what these scriptures are saying. So 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 9 through 10 says, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of our Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." Okay, and now we're going to jump to 1 Timothy chapter 1. It says in verses 8 through 9, "But we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully, knowing this, that the law was not made for a righteous person, but for the lawless and insubordinate." It says in verse 10, skipping through the rest of verse 9 and up to verse 10, "For fornicators, for sodomites, for kidnappers, for liars, for perjurers, and if there is any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust." Okay, so these are the scriptures that we read today, and clearly they're talking about how being LGBTQ+, about practicing that lifestyle, is not okay in the eyes of God. As all sin is, it is very serious. And the New Testament, as we can see in these passages, as well as the Old Testament, clearly stands against this lifestyle and these sins. Society today, in contrast though, tells us to accept these people. Society says it's okay to be gay or LGBTQ+. Society says it's okay if you want to be a different gender than what you were born as. However, the Bible clearly tells us, and it is very clear, that practicing such things is not okay. We should know that it is wrong and should not accept or advocate for it, for living a sinful lifestyle, because it is evil. In fact, the passage we read from in Romans today also talks about those who approve of those deeds, of practicing these things. It is not okay to do them or to approve of them. We read God's design. We can read God's design for us in the very beginning of the Bible. If we go to Genesis chapter 2, let me flip there in my Bible. I have it open before me here on my desk. Okay, in Genesis chapter 2, God created woman from man. Genesis 2:24, verse 24 says, "Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." Genesis 5:2 says, "He created them male and female and blessed them and called them mankind in the day they were created." So the Bible says that God created people male and he created them female. And both males and females are made in the image of God. And we're going to be in a later episode learning more about what that means, made in the image of God. And so we're both made in the image of God. And God's design, as we just read and we see him instituting throughout Genesis, it says that God creates people either male or female, and whatever they are born as, so they need to be, because that is what God created them as. God's design is for there to be males and females, and whatever a person is born as, that is what they are, because that is what God made them as. So, I just threw a lot of scriptures at you, and I'm just going to do a little concluding segment right now. My voice is a little bit not so healthy, as you probably can hear. I'm a little bit sick, but we are just going to conclude from all of this talk, all of the scriptures, and in summary, this is what the Bible says and what these scriptures are talking about. So, God's design is for a man, a biological man, and a biological woman to be together in marriage. Being LGBTQ plus is wrong. So does that mean we should hate them? No, of course not. We should hate evil, as the Bible says in Romans 12:9 and elsewhere. We should hate evil, what is evil and what is sinful, but we should always love people. 1 Timothy 2:4 says God wants everyone to be saved. He wants them to repent, to turn from, to forsake, to do no more their sin, which is dragging them to their doom. He wants them to repent of it, to turn from their sin, to do it no more, and to put their trust in him, to be saved. So we should want people to do that too. Whether a person is sinning in any matter, whether they're sinning in being LGBTQ+, or other sins, we should, in love, speak the truth, as Ephesians says. We should tell them to repent from their evil deeds and trust in God. So we can hate the evil and have a heart for the sinner by recognizing what is evil, what is not okay, and what is not good according to the Bible, as we studied this week. We did that brief overview of some scriptures. But we should always have a heart for the sinner, wanting them to repent from their sins, to turn from them, and to turn to God and to his love, and to walk in the truth. That should be our heart, and that should be our message. Have a great week.
Thank you. so much for listening to this week's devotional. Make sure to share this podcast with all your friends and family, and tune in next week. God bless.